And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. More bad news out of the Oklahoma Department of Corrections. Chris Polanski reports.
This is the pre-recorded message you hear Tuesday morning if you call DOC's COVID hotline.
Sadly, two more inmates have passed away, possibly linked to COVID complications. One from Lexington Assessment and Reception Center, the other from Joseph Harp.
Both of those prisons are in Lexington, roughly 25 miles southeast of Norman. The agency says the Joseph Harp inmate actually died almost 2 weeks ago on September 3rd. Officially, the agency now reports a total of 4 inmate deaths possibly linked to the virus. It comes after news that the virus has infected almost every woman incarcerated inside Eddie Warrior Prison in Muskogee County. That's 780 women. At least one woman there is known to have died. A new outbreak has also taken hold at a prison in Vinita. More than 200 men at the Northeast Oklahoma Correctional Center, about half the population there, have been reported infected. The DOC hotline again.
While we have experienced some COVID hotspots, most of our facilities continue to report zero cases. The agency continues to follow all state and CDC guidelines in an effort to mitigate the spread. Thanks for calling.
I'm Chris Polanski, KWGS News.
Nearly 36 staff at the Northeast Oklahoma Correctional Center have also tested positive. State finance officials say collections to Oklahoma's main government operating fund exceeded the estimate last month by about 1%. The state's Office of Management and Enterprise Services released figures Tuesday on collections to the state's General Revenue Fund. OMES Director Stephen Harp attributed the higher-than-expected collections to a couple of anomalies, including the timing of corporate income tax payments. Collections to the fund totaled $438.4 million in August, which was about $4 million, or 0.9%, above the estimate. August collections still trailed those from August 2019 by nearly 3%. Our weather forecast, mostly sunny today with a high of 86 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy and 64 for the low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high of 83. Right now, we have partly cloudy skies, scattered showers, 65 degrees. I'm Matt Trotter, KWGS News.